I don't know about you, but when I was in grade school, I took American history. And when I was in high school and in college, I took world history. Today, in these events, we have been treated to real things in history that are part of our faith history. They are the reason that we come to the Eucharist. They are the reason that we pray. They are the reason that we have faith when we are challenged. They are the reason that when Jesus Christ speaks, we listen with full hearts and hope. It's an amazing transformation. We begin with the triumphal entry into Jerusalem of Jesus Christ. He's a rock star of his day. The entire city comes out to praise him and to sing Hosanna and to tell him and to shout that he is the King of the Jews, and they welcome him. It doesn't take very long for the mood to change. This same crowd who was praising him and claiming him to be the King of the Jews, Hosanna, he's the King of the Jews. As the week unfolds, the things that happen turn the crowd against him. He is not the Messiah that they were hoping for. He is not the King of the Jews that will free them from the Romans. He is not what they expected. And so they turn on him. Judas betrays him, hoping somewhere along the line, I suppose, that as a zealot, that Jesus would indeed draw his sword and vanquish the Romans. He was wrong. All the disciples were looking for something, and they were wrong. And when the time came, and they realized that the things that they were hoping for were not to be, they fled. Jesus was alone. Throughout the ordeal, Jesus speaks very little. My image of him is that he just simply endures. He understands that God the Father, who has said to him in the garden, "You must drink this cup," is still with him. That the Holy Spirit is with him, holding him up, helping him to endure the torture and the pain and the rejection. I wonder what was worse, the pain or the rejection of his disciples. He is the final Lamb of the covenant. This plan started at the fall has come to its climax. The sacrifice on the altar of the cross, given for our sins, yours and mine, for those who have been committed before and those yet to come, all of those sins forgiven in that moment of Christ's sacrifice on the altar. That's where we are today. As the week unfolds, we will revisit the upper room. We will experience again the gift that Jesus gives to the disciples and to us. His body and his blood for all ages, for all eternity, until he comes again. That is the gift that he has given to them and he gives to us each time we approach the altar. So these things have happened in history, but history isn't over. We have things yet to come. We know how the story ends. We await the resurrection. We anticipate the resurrection. Those 12 legions of angels that Jesus was talking about a little while ago, they will come and attend him at the moment of resurrection. The angels who were not able to help him throughout his life, the temptation in the desert, the pain and the suffering and the rejection and the death, they will come in attendance of him. Everything has led to this moment. from the fall, the prophets, the flood, Moses, the time in the desert, the giving of the law. All of these events have brought us here. That moment in time when the world stopped and Jesus Christ, the Son of God, came to us as an infant, attended by signs and wonders and angels singing, "Hosanna, Hosanna." We are come to this moment in the tomb. So today, we sit with Mary Magdalene and the women who attended him, sit at the tomb, praying, wondering, hoping. We do know the rest of the story. It is our faith. But in this moment, right now, as we sit at the tomb with Mary, we weep. For we understand the price that Jesus paid for you and I. So as this week unfolds, I invite you to be in these moments, to be prayerful. It will be a holy week unlike any other. But the important thing to remember is that regardless of who is with you, the community of faith that you are a part of is alive, prayerful, hopeful, supportive, not only here, but around the world. Not only as Catholics, but my brother Dominicans, my brothers and sisters who are Dominicans are praying and experiencing with you this time. We, unlike Jesus, are not alone. We have our faith that holds us up. So let us begin, let us weep, and let us wait.